Kiss. Brought to you by
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Once again, here's Cobra.
I would say if you asked me what a nightmare would be, this would fall under that heading.
Diarrhea.
Because there was a couple that was sleeping in Dallas on the 8200 block of Meadow Road. They lived in an apartment, and they're asleep. It's 12:15 in the morning.
Okay.
And the woman kind of comes to, kind of looks up a little bit.
Oh,
and is like, what is that? And then she kind of taps her boyfriend, and he's like, what's going on? And they hear the sound of a man going, shh, 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 shh. If you move, I'll kill you. And they're like, what? And there is a man hovering over their bed, issuing those words, nude.
A nude man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
Turns out the man's name
Mike
is...
Mike Reiner.
He's got three very distinctive Mexican names. Oscar Martinez Gomez. Like, if you were going to build a claymation Mexican guy...
Now, those names would work, wouldn't they?
Oscar Martinez Gomez, yes. The 23-year-old had broken into their apartment through an open window. Or I guess a window that he pushed open or something. They didn't hear him. He didn't break a window. He got in. And I don't know if his clothes were off before he entered or he decided to take them off. But they say after he said that, that they're clearly in a state of shock. And you wake up pretty quickly. It's like someone dumping a bucket of water on you. Except it's a nude fella saying, don't move or I'll kill you. They say that he had scissors with him as well, but left them outside as he entered the couple's bedroom. Trent Tate is the man. And it's husband and wife, by the way, not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Tate?
Trent Tate says, he was just looking over us. He even touched my wife's face to push her toward the bed. That's when I noticed he was completely naked, and that's when I got triggered. Now, what would you guys do? He says he got triggered, and then he jumps out of bed and takes on naked man saying, if you move, I'll kill you. I don't know what the best move is for something like this.
To fight naked man?
Do you wait this out?
Man, I don't know what I do.
Nobody wants to fight a naked man.
Who just says, if you move, I'll kill you,
yeah,
in your apartment that broke in. It's
yeah.
not like
yeah, I
it's...
I think I'd be a little bit more worried about that than him being naked.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be triggered. I think I would be very, like, okay, bud.
No problem, naked man.
Take what you want.
Whatever you say. What can we do for you here?
But they said, after he told him that, and he lightly pushed the wife's head back, like, shh, no. Go back to sleep. That he turns around and starts thumbing through their...
Mud?
No. Through their bookshelves, looking for something to read.
So he's an intelligent naked burglar.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He says that
you would have just scrolled through their phone looking for long article. Right?
Yeah. Can I borrow your phone? I need to read long article while I sit on your toilet.
There's this 10,000 word article on SI.com that I'm just dying to see.
And it's about tennis.
Yeah. I'm going to forward it to Mike and Danny and they won't care.
And I'm going to title it Good Stuff.
The listener has no idea how true all of this is. Good stuff here, guys. Oh, great. A 5-hour long article on Federer. Can't wait to dive in.
I do not send you Federer articles. Well, anyway, he jumps out of bed and he starts to fight the 23-year-old nude man.
Did the nude man have weapon?
He had scissors, but he left them outside.
Oh.
I think he cut the screen and then just kind of left them there and then snuck in. And then was doing his business.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. He says as he starts to fight Naked Man just resists and falls down to the ground. And as Tate says, "What are you doing here, man? What are you doing? What's going on?" He's like, wouldn't say a word, didn't fight back, and just kept going, "Can I go now? Are you going to let me go?" And the guy's like, "Hell no, I'm not. I'm calling the cops."
The story is amazing.
I know. They say that they had a dog that was, quote, guarding the front door, but he couldn't get into their bedroom because they had closed the bedroom door. He says, "For once, I wish we'd left the bedroom door open just to see what he would have done."
I know what that dog would have done. And she ate his ass. That's what my dog did.
The hell?
Remember?
Yeah, it's just so shocking, though.
Look, she took a bite out of his butt. I said it wrong. I could have done better, but we all make mistakes. Forgive me and move on. I've forgiven myself.
I don't know if we can forgive that.
Just one more time.
And she ate his ass.
God.
What? I don't even remember
it's
the
funniest
story.
Thing I've ever heard you do.
Our German Shepherd Queen, when I was living in Memphis, resided in the backyard, and a burglar tried to get into our house, and she bit him
in the butt
and tore a massive bite-sized chunk.
Well, why'd you have to say it like that?
Out of his butt ass. We had a German Shepherd, and my dad brought her home, and she was a former police dog, but they had a hard time training her, and she wouldn't have anything to do with men. She hated men, but she loved me and my little sister, my mom. And one night we had a prowler that tried to get in our backyard, and she ate his ass.
It's like the drop was placed there. Sorry, what?
These are facts.
See, if you do have dog...
Yeah.
Leave your bedroom door open, for God's sakes.
Well, what if you want to make love and you don't want the dog staring at your ass?
Well, after you're done...
And she ate it.
After you're finished, open the door and let the dog in.
Fell asleep. It happens.
Either way, all I'm saying is there's a reason you have these dogs, these pets of ours, and half of it is to scare the living bejesus out of the robbers, the nude robbers.
Yeah.
You want them making racket? You want them freaking out? You don't want them locked away while nude man is like, "Shh, I'm going to touch you lightly in the face."
Oh.
How weird would that be?
"I love you, but I've chosen to use your mouth as a toilet."
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to wake up to Naked Mike whispering that in your ear?
No, I don't. "I love you. But I've chosen to use your mouth as a toilet."
Are you going to go get something to eat or go to the range? What's the plan?
This guy's dealing here.
It's the weirdest prowler ever.
What happened? Did he let the guy go?
No, he didn't let him go. The cops showed up and they arrested him. They said that he didn't even, as he's being held down, he never fought back. Just, "It's okay. It's okay."
He just kept asking if he could go now?
"I just want to go now. Just want to."
This is somebody who is incredibly, deeply disturbed. Am I wrong?
Probably so. Yeah.
That's a bizarre story.
Yep.
But I'm glad everybody's okay.
Kirsten Simone Smith is the 29-year-old who was killed by the crane that fell over downtown or near downtown in betwixt downtown and Deep Ellum. And at the Elon City Lights Complex, where 500 people lived. They say it's too early to know whether owners will demolish or rebuild the complex. I've read multiple articles, though, that said that you cannot, that building is shot. It's like a totaled car. You can't do anything with it. I can't, seeing the photos, too, of it, I can't imagine repairing that.
Surely that's what they'll decide.
You gotta tear that thing down. They kicked everybody out of there, the 500 residents. They said, leave, now. And I'm wondering if they even were allowed to get all their stuff out of there. Or if it was deemed too much of a hazard. Just get your belongings and go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll figure out, you know, what we owe you and all that.
Wow.
So scary.
They say a man and woman, both 35, who were critically injured, had been upgraded to good condition and remained at Baylor. And a 23-year-old man is in serious condition at Parkland, but they say he's expected to recover as well. The family has referred all questions to the family's lawyer, a Houston attorney named Jonathan Cox, who did not respond to a request for comment. But they said this gal, you know, just a normal gal in her 20s, just living life and going to work and doing her thing and lots of friends and super sweet and big family and all that. And to go out that way, it's just insanity. You could not even make that up.
It ain't right, Corby.
Is that the only weather-related death that we had?
That's all I've seen. And I just saw, you know,
that shocks me when you see the damage in this,
oh my God,
entire,
I can't believe somebody
area
didn't get caught in a car,
yes,
and drown, you know?
Or a tree land on a car or a,
yes,
person.
Right.
You
a
know
cyclist.
What? Somebody made a good point. The best thing about that storm was that it happened on a Sunday. Can you imagine if that had been,
oh,
during,
my God,
on a Friday?
Yeah.
Or a Monday.
Like even in times when people are all over the roads.
Yeah, running around for lunch.
Right.
It would have been right around, you know, the end of lunchtime for most people that work during, you,
yeah,
know, a 9-to-5. That would have been disastrous.
I've not heard from anybody that was like either running out at White Rock Lake or cycling. Somebody was caught in that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have. They have to have a story out there. How they avoided that. How they avoided hail, death, all that.
Yep.
All right, let's go and let's talk about, Mike, a verdict has been reached in the case of this NFL footballer. I guess that would make sense. He's an NFL footballer. And it's weird.